In Parsha Shemini this week, towards the end of the Parsha, at the very end of the Parsha, after going through the animals that are kosher, the animals you can eat, the ones you can't eat, the Psukim finish, Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because I am Hashem, your God, V'his Kaddishtem. And you will be Kadosh. You will be holy, V'yitzem Kadoshim. Ki Kadosh Ani, because I am holy. The word Kadosh keeps appearing. Below Satamu, and the next pasuk, Ki Ani Hashem Hamala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Lios Lochem Leilokim, V'yitzem Kadoshim, and you will be Kadosh. Ki Kadosh Ani, because I am Kadosh. A lot of times in these psukim, the word Kadosh pops up. The word Kadosh is repeated so many times. You have to be holy because I'm holy. You will be holy. You will become holy. How do you become holy? What do you have to do to be a Kadosh? What do you have to be to be somebody that the Torah considers to be on a level of Kedusha the Torah wants you to be on? And how do we define that level of Kedusha? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, I'm just going to quote a couple of words from it. At the end of the parasha over here, he says, V'his Kaddishtem, and you will be holy. It says, Tasu Gedorim, make boundaries. Usiyogim, fences. Create a boundary, a border. Set a situation up that you're not going to come to do Averos. In that way, you could become a holy person. What are the boundaries? Depends on the mitzvos. But what is Kedusha? Let's come back to our initial point. What is Kedusha? How do we define it? How do we define holiness? How do we define someone that's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Some of you here in ninth grade are starting out. Those limited number that are here today from 12th grade, you're finishing up 4 years of high school. And hopefully by this point, you have a little bit of an understanding of what Kedusha is, of what being holy means. We are right now in a very interesting time of the year called Svira. Svira is counting the Omer. That's what it means. Count. And hopefully, many of you are still counting with a bracha. The mitzvah saseh of doing the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Does that make me holy because I did the mitzvah of Sfira every day? We had Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Does that make me holy? Does learning Torah make me holy? Does acting like a mensch to somebody else make me holy? What defines it? I'm not sure. I'm not going to give you a definition today. But during the Sfira, we have something else. We have a minhag of Avelus. Avelus ktsas, a small amount of mourning. We don't shave. People don't make chasanas. There's a limited amount of simcha. Why? Because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim died. I believe it's the Gemara Yavama says there were 12,000 pairs that died. And it doesn't say 24,000, it says 12,000 pairs. Why? Because it teaches us that they have to be united as pairs, and because Shalom Noah covered Zebazet, they didn't treat each other with respect. They didn't treat each other properly. That's why they died. There's a lot of other opinions given, a lot of different points, but let's focus on this for 1 minute. What did these people do? They were certainly Shomer Shabbos. They were Shomer Mitzvos. They learned Torah. They had the greatest teachers in the world. The greatest rebellion. So they acted a little bit disrespectfully to each other. And if you learn through what that means, it wasn't even, it would seem to be the worst thing in the world either. What was it they did? That's not for today's discussion either. The point is that no matter how much good they were doing, lacking respect, lacking the kavod for each other, was enough to tear away, was enough to take away the level of Kedusha to remain in this world, to allow them to create the Kiddush Hashem that was necessary. I spoke this morning in to my class about an incident that occurred recently. I'm not going to get into it here publicly. It was not having anything to do with the class per se. But how do we act every day? Do we act on a level of behavior that demonstrates Kedusha? Or do we try to cut away the Kedusha? I'm going to share with you a story. Some of you may have heard it from me. I think I said it here a few years ago. About a Hachnasa Sefer Torah that took place. It took place 70, 80, 90 years ago in pre-war Europe. And I'll keep it short. There's no need for a long drasha. The point is going to be very clear. And after the story, which I'd like you to listen to, and stop whatever else you're doing for the next 2 or 3 minutes, and listen to the point I have. And I'd like you to try, to the best of your ability, to take this to heart, and apply it to yourself wherever it may apply. To write a Sefer Torah is a big deal. Nowadays, a good Sefer Torah that people want, minimally $30,000. When you hear now, when people donate a Sefer Torah, they could be on the low end, $30,000. $70,000, $50,000. That's just for the sofer, for the one who writes it, with the materials. In addition to that, after the months of time it takes, there's a tremendous simcha of dedicating the Torah and bringing it to the shul. There was a town where they were dedicating the Sefer Torah and they wanted to get a Torah mantle. They needed a cover for the Torah. So what they chose to do was, instead of going to a local store and having somebody create this cover, they were going to have a contest. Anybody in the town who would want could create a mantle, a cover, to put on the Sefer Torah, which would be then used for years and years to come, for generations. And that would be a tremendous chus. Whoever was chosen to be the nicest and the best, that would be the one they would use. A few months go by, people are feverishly working on this mantle. They know the date they're going to have this Hachnasa Sefer Torah. It has to be ready. The morning before the Hachnasa Sefer Torah, the day of the Hachnasa Sefer Torah, I should say, they're all in the square. The sofer finishes writing it. The last word, La'enei Kol Yisrael, the last 3 words of the Sefer Torah. They're all besimcha. They have the last 3 or 4 that were in the selection process, and the committee, whomever they were, make a decision. This is the one that's the most beautiful. And this lady had created it. She's so happy. My Torah mantle, when I spent hours designing, working, I was getting the best fabric and the felt and the different types of things for the inside, the outside. She didn't want to make it thin. It should be covered for a Sefer Torah. It was embroidered, many different colors, little tassels, anything you could imagine. It was gorgeous. She actually purchased some gems for it to make it even more beautiful. And they go ahead, and she's with simcha. You can't imagine the simcha. And they pick up the Sefer Torah after it dried the ink. They roll it up. They pick it up, put on the gartel, the thing to tie it together. And then they take the Torah mantle and they put it on. They pull it out, it's going beautifully. Comes over the Eitzei Chaim, the 2 things that you hold on to. They pull down, and as they're pulling it down, this much from the Sefer Torah is not covered. It was too short. All that work, and all that time, and the cover fell short of covering the Torah. That's not covered. No matter how beautiful it is. They said, "We're sorry. We cannot use this cover." And they took it off. And they took the one that was selected as the next best and put it on. And as they're doing that, this lady, she's frustrated. She's upset. She's hurting. She screams out, Shnaik the Torah! Cut the Torah. Cut the Torah so my cover fits on it. Cut the Torah. Everybody in this room. What? Who in their right mind? And how dedicated she is to Torah and to Yiddishkeit. How dedicated to love of the Torah that she wants to spend her hours and her money and her time would scream to cut the Torah so that the cover fits. That's backwards. That's backwards. I'm going to ask a question to you. Do we do that every day? We claim that we're Jews who want to follow the Torah. We want to be kadosh. Do we cut our lives a little bit to fit the Torah? Or do we cut the Torah to fit our lives? It may not be a halacha. We spoke about the Orachayim HaKadosh, about a geder. Wearing a yarmulke. Doesn't say in the Torah wear a yarmulke anywhere. With a gezeira. And then people didn't do it. When they daven, you have to wear a yarmulke. When you eat, make a bracha. But it became a minhag b'Yisrael. A custom. Minhag b'Yisrael nasak halacha. Now it becomes an accepted custom, a law. The Sfardim never did it till somewhat recently, and now almost all Sfardim wear yarmulkes also on a regular basis. So why is it, when we go to play a ball game, do we not find a way to keep our head covered, and we have to keep the yarmulke on the side? A bobby pin won't help me. Velcro. But you know something? You could wear a cap when you play baseball. You could wear a cap. You could wear something when you play basketball. Tzitzis. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Those of you in my Chumash class, we learned this year, it's brought down, and I believe the Abarbanel said, in future generations, people are going to say, why wear the tzitzis if I'm not wearing a four-cornered beged? And the Abarbanel says, that's why it says certain words in the Torah, to teach you, even then you have to keep the mitzvah. It's uncomfortable. Is it really? Think about it. Or are you cutting the Torah to make your lifestyle more comfortable? What does being kadosh mean? Being kadosh means when you walk in the street and you see somebody else there, maybe you don't act in a way that they look at you and say, seriously, that's the way Jews behave? Or maybe when you go somewhere, they look at you and say, wow, seriously, that's the way Jews behave. The same sentence, the same phrase, two different meanings, two different understandings. That's what Kedusha is. My understanding of Kedusha is sometimes it takes a little bit, a small amount of sacrifice to say, I'm doing this because God wants me to, because God said so. And as the lady in the story said, we don't say, cut the Torah. Sometimes we have to do the things that aren't so easy. It's Erev Shabbos. This evening, in seven, whatever it is, hours, a little less than that, Shabbos Kodesh comes. You know, for a lot of people, turning the phone off, it's really difficult. It's really difficult. What choice do you make tonight? Everyone has the opportunity to daven with a minyan. Everyone has the opportunity, even if they can't get to a minyan on a Sunday, whatever it's going to be, to put on tefillin. But I'm tired. All right? B'yisam kedoshim. The choice is in your hands. Why do you have to be kadosh? Ki kadosh ani. Hashem said, I am holy. And remember one thing. at the end of the day, Kedusha is a Jew's responsibility. Holiness, Kedusha, is a Jew's life. And at the end of the day, it's your choice of to elevate yourself in Kedusha or cut away the Kedusha. You have to make the right one. Have a good Shabbos.